This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
We're going to pay for this somewhere.
We're going to be miserable.
Let me ask you something, since it's come up in the media all the time, and you and John Kuhn have played on NFL teams, have been in NFL locker rooms. Is there such a thing as a trap game? Do you guys as players look ahead like, okay, we're playing Jacksonville, they're 2-5. We got Detroit coming up next week. Is there anything to that?
Not like we do. I mean, they're aware of what's on the schedule. But personal opinion, I don't think anybody leaps forward and starts thinking about the Lions. You've got a performance, you've got a game and its result that you are accountable for, and I think that supersedes anything that's down the road. We're going to take care of business in front of us, and the business ahead of us, we'll take care of that next week.
Yeah.
That's what I think, anyway.
Yeah, John, I mean, you know, the one thing I've noticed, and Larry, I don't know if you'd agree with this, I've not seen a Matt LaFleur team look ahead. I mean, they might not play well here today. And if they don't play well, they're going to get beat here today. And everybody in the media is going to say, see, trap game, I told you. I don't think that's really going to be the case. What do you think, John?
Well, I would agree with you. And quite frankly, it's mostly because of the youth on this football team. And Rock and I, we were a different kind of breed because we never really had what we felt was real job security. Well, that's what a lot of young guys do. And when you have that type of mindset, as sure as the St. John's River flows behind us, you're scared to death that your career could end if you come out and put a stinker out here. So each and every week, it's about doing your best performance, no matter who the opponent is. And believe me, guys, this team has broken down, this Jaguars team, and they looked at it and said, how are these guys 2-5?
Wayne, I'll tell you one other point on this. Most guys in the league, I mean, the difference makers, they operate on a different level. But the regular guys, your standard, ordinary, everyday pro football player, he's about two bad games in a row from them thinking about replacing him. I mean, that's just the way it works.
Yeah. No question about it. And good, John, filtered in the name of the river we're looking at across the way, the St. John River here in Jacksonville. John, the conditions on the field, what do you see down there? I mean, you know, it's the 27th of October. It's beautiful here. It's humid, but, you know, warm, but it's not oppressive, is it?
Oh, Wayne, I'll tell you, we've had a lot of really great weather days so far, including at Lambeau Field last week. This is picturesque. This is about as perfect as you could ask for a football game to be. A very light breeze, not much humidity, perfect surface here with this Bermuda grass. Hasn't been played on in about 3 weeks. So, I mean, these players have been conditioned for warmer games already this season. I don't anticipate the weather having any factor other than being enjoyable.
Is that Bermuda grass, that little Florida-type grass, kind of unlike our grass up north?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah. This grass takes the heat a little better than our grass up north.
I see.
Yeah.
Thank you for explaining.
And it's
that.
Always it's a good surface to play golf on year round. So yeah, that's why we have it here.
There we go.
John, give me a key or two. You know, guys, both of you, Larry and John, you know, last week the focus was on the defensive ends of the Houston Texans. And I'm seeing in these two defensive ends, they may not be the quality, at least in big names, that we saw last week. But in Josh Hines-Allen and Trayvon Walker, these are two guys, you got to get these guys blocked to get the game into the secondary where you might be able to do some business.
Oh, absolutely. They are serious business rushers. I mean, last year, Wayne, now they're not off to the number start right now, but this is what they're capable of. Last year, those two combined for 27 and a half sacks. Mm. Josh Hines-Allen had 17 and a half by himself. So that's what these guys, the type of rushers they're capable of. And they do have an impact, and they do succeed. However, the one stat that drives me crazy about this Jaguar team is their opponent quarterback rating, despite all that pass rush, The opponent quarterback rating is 113 plus, worst in the league. And so somewhere along the line, they're not defending the pass very well.
Yeah, Rock, that's in the secondary. They're stubborn. They play a lot of man defense. There's going to be opportunities for these receivers, these Packer receivers today, because they are. They're really stubborn in the way that they go about their business. They put their guys on islands, and athletically, they usually just can't match up. And then when they get into the red zone, a lot of the same coverages you'll see in the red zone. Tampa 2 trying to keep a team out. They're very predictable in the back end, which really takes away from how dynamic their pass rushers are.
And John, your point about the red zone, well taken. They also rank dead last in the National Football League in red zone defense. The one thing I wanted to ask, put on your offensive coordinator hat, John, and when we talk about the Jaguars, as you mentioned, play more than anybody, play more man than anybody, put on your offensive coordinator hat, what are good man beaters?
Well, it's simple, Rock. You want crossing routes.
Yeah.
You want timing routes, and you want to run some form of play action to get guys off their spots. And, you know, Matt LaFleur does that as good as anybody. He can read what defenses are throwing out there, and he loves to do the crossing routes specifically in the red zone when they get there, and he really loves to throw that play action shot somewhere between the 40-yard lines. I see the Packers having opportunities at that today because, quite frankly, for seven games, the Jacksonville Jaguars have given that to their opponents.
You know, the Jags are getting back their leading tackler. Foy Aluakin has been activated this week. He spent four games on IR. He has a foot injury. But this is a guy who might be able to make a difference. And this Ventrell Miller has opened some eyes because he's one of their leading tacklers filling in for Aluakin. Rock, I mean, this team is pretty good against the run. The numbers say it is. But teams don't run that much on this team because they're throwing the ball, as you pointed out, so effectively.
No, when they pick their poison, they pick the easiest poison against the Jaguars. But they're, Jacksonville in general is kind of an interesting group. They lost their first four. They've won two out of three. Their quarterback, Trevor Lawrence, big-time ability. He's starting to come around over the last three games. His quarterback rating's 110 plus. They've got not one but two running backs, and Tank Bigsby was a real revelation last week. And defensively, we've already mentioned, they've got some guys that can rush the passer that you have to account for, that, as you mentioned, Wayne, you have to get blocked. But again, they got to solve their back-end problems. But they have won two out of three, and I don't look at this as easy as, hey, it's 5-2 versus 2-5. Hey, let's go down and beat them and get on the plane and go home and get ready for the Lions. I don't look at that. I think this game could be a little tougher than we'd like to think because Jacksonville does have some players, and overall, they're playing better as of late.
Yeah, you know, the little bit of momentum on two of their last three. The one loss they had was the first week they were in London, and they lost to the Bears in convincing fashion.
Could you imagine going to London for 2 weeks?
2 weeks. They spent 2 weeks over there. John, do you think as a player there's any residual to that?
Yeah, maybe some leftover fish and chips. I don't know. To be honest with you, these guys are probably happy to be back home and happy to have won two out of their last three because things were getting rather tumultuous here when they were 0-4. But I'll go to Rock's point, right? Speaking to a couple Packers coaches, they relay this message. There are bad teams with bad records, and then there's just teams with bad records. And this Jaguar team right now is just a team with a bad record. And if you don't watch out with Trevor Lawrence and some of the weapons that he has on the outside, a lot of money invested in that offensive line, they can do some things today.
But hey, John, one other point about the weapons they have on the outside. That Brian Thomas, their first rounder, he looks like a player, doesn't he?
Oh, he's electric. He gets behind the defense of every team they play, and Trevor Lawrence hits him more times than not. This guy can absolutely fly coming out of LSU. He's got great hands and can run after the catch. So the Packers got to be on their P's and Q's today because, quite frankly, this offense has been turning it around. And, Larry, like we said before the game, before this broadcast went on, Trevor Lawrence is playing some really good football right now, up there with some of the best quarterbacks in the league the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. And you guys are right about Brian Thomas. 23rd pick in the draft, leading receiver for this team, 30 receptions, 513 yards. That's sixth in the NFL. His 17.1 average per catch is ninth in the NFL. You know, outside of Marvin Harrison Jr., this kid may be the best receiver in the draft so far that we've seen.
Well, hopefully he takes a week off from his progress as a rookie.
All right, guys, we'll send it back to Dennis Krause. But, Dennis, we got a warm day and a beautiful day in Jacksonville.
Look forward to your guys' call. When we come back, we'll be joined by former Packers receiver James Jones and Drew Olsen in for Mike Heller. Packers are 5-2 in the all-time series against Jacksonville. They're 3-1 in games played at Jacksonville, the last one 27-23 back in 2016. And the Packers looking for a sweep of the AFC South Division, for what that's worth. They're 3-0, having already beaten the Colts, Titans, and Texans. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
Packers Preview is sponsored by Pick and Save, Network Health, Miller Lite. Great taste and only 96 calories. Tastes like Miller Time, West Bend, The Silver Lining, Quick Trip, Security Health Plan of Wisconsin, Software One, and American Family Insurance on the Packers Radio Network.
There's something about a fresh haircut from the friendly, skilled stylists at Great Clips that just makes life, well, greater. The sun shines brighter. Your step feels springier. Even your jokes are funnier. And the best part? When you use Great Clips online check-in, you can get in for a haircut without having to rearrange your day or your budget. Download the app today and start feeling that much greater in just a few taps. Great Clips. It's gonna be great.
Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Just like offenses and defenses join forces to win games, Rural Mutual Insurance and the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation break the huddle every day for Wisconsin farmers. Rural Mutual is there when the unexpected happens. Farm Bureau is there to give farmers a voice. Join a winning team by going to ruralmutual.com to meet your local agent today.
Make every green and gold home game one to remember at Titletown Game Day Live, presented by American Family Insurance. Kick a field goal on the full-size football field, grab an ice-cold beverage, and enjoy live outdoor music all in the shadows of Lambeau Field. Festivities start 4 hours before kickoff. We'll see you at Titletown Game Day Live, presented by American Family Insurance on Sunday, when Green Bay hosts the Detroit Lions. The action starts 4 hours before kickoff. Visit Titletown.com for all the details.
Sargento backs the pack and gives back to the community. Sargento donates $2,000 toward hunger relief for every Packers touchdown this season. Since 2002, the Sargento Touchdowns for Hunger program has raised more than $1.8 million, shared by Hunger Task Force in Milwaukee and Paul's Pantry in Green Bay. For more than 20 years, every Packers touchdown helps defeat hunger thanks to Sargento, the official cheese of the Green Bay Packers.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
In the heart of downtown Milwaukee, there's an all-new Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, where there's a table waiting for you at 12 bars and restaurants, a winning seat at 40 table games or 3,000 slot machines, plus the thrill of bingo, full-service sports betting, and more. Are you ready to spark something new? Light up your senses at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Explore more at paysbig.com.
The countdown to kickoff is presented by Pick and Save. This is Packers Preview. Packers at Jacksonville. Hey, Packers fans, save time and money ahead of game day with a boost by Pick and Save Fresh Perks membership. You'll enjoy free delivery, double fuel points, and more. Sign up today at pickandsave.com/boost. Joined by former Packers receiver James Jones and Drew Olsen, who's in for Mike Heller. We appreciate that. James, I'll start with you. And these were, you know, talked about by the guys at the top. As a player, how do you keep from looking ahead to next week against the Lions?
You win today.
Yeah.
No. No, I mean, to be honest with you, we all know that if you don't get this one done, it really don't matter what about the Detroit Lions next week. So I think the main thing is you got to handle business that's right in front of you before you start looking down the road. I know that's how we always approached every game, knowing that a big game was coming up, you know what I mean, whatever opponent it may be, a division opponent, just a big game out of the division, you know, knowing the teams is playing well. But you got to handle what's in front of you first so that game can even be big when you get to it.
Drew, thanks for being here. And when we look at the Packers injury report, compared to some that we've seen this year, it's not bad.
That's right. It's next man up for me, sitting in for Mike Heller, too, Dennis.
That's right.
Right. And this is like a London game for me because I host an afternoon show and I usually do Packers OT. So this is, if I'm a bit foggy. But no, the cleanest injury report of the NFL season, and James can attest, is usually going into the opener. But this week on Friday, the Packers had 52 of the 53 men on the roster practice, which is incredible. Robert Rochelle was elevated, so we probably won't see Corey Ballantyne today. He'll be the guy who's out. But this is a pretty clean sheet. Quay Walker's back from the concussion. Josh Myers has a wrist injury that he'll probably play through. And Devontae Wyatt is on track to be back when they announce the inactives in 90 minutes.
Yeah, Myers, Walker, and Wyatt listed as questionable. Ballantyne doubtful with an ankle injury. With a recap of last week's Packers game, here's Bill Schmidt.
It was a highly anticipated matchup between two of the league's young stars at quarterback, but the defenses shined to start last Sunday when the Packers and Texans met at Lambeau Field. Green Bay got the ball first, but Jordan Love was picked off by Neville Hewitt and returned to the Packers 11. Tank Dell dropped a would-be touchdown, and Houston had to settle for three, then forced a Green Bay three and out. Xavier McKinney sacked C.J. Stroud on third down, knocking the Texans out of field goal range, keeping it 3-0. That's when Jordan Love and the Packers offense embarked on their longest drive of 2024, going 92 yards on 13 plays, taking nearly 7 minutes off of the game clock.
Snap to Jordan Love. Rush on. He fires middle. Diving ball. Touchdown! A tracer from Jordan Love. Wow! Back line of the end zone. And the Packers take the lead.
Now leading at 7-3, the Packers D forced the Texans three and out, but Tommy Townsend's punt bounced off of Corey Ballantyne, and two plays later, Joe Mixon made it 10-7 Houston. A defensive pass interference flipped the field, though, on a deep ball intended for Jaden Reed. Then Jordan Love sent one to Dontavian Wicks.
Snap to Love. In the pocket, Wicks lost it. Left side. Wicks got it. Touchdown! Dontavian Wicks! On a floater down the left sideline from Jordan Love to beat D'Angelo Ross and propel the Packers back into the lead.
The Texans answered with a Kyamie Fairbairn field goal, making it 14-13. Then Love was intercepted for the second time in the first half. Then Mixon made it 19-14 with a minute to go in the second quarter. But Evan Williams stuffed Mixon on a two-point conversion, keeping it a five-point game going into the second half. The Packers defense stopped Houston out of the locker room. Then Love and the offense regained control of the game and the lead with a little history for Josh Jacobs.
Love, a long count at the line, and Jacobs rejoins him in the backfield. Takes the snap, looks and waits. Pump fakes again, dumps it off over the middle.
He's got Jacobs cutting it back to the end zone for his first career touchdown reception.
The two teams then traded punts not once, not twice, but three times before Houston ate up nearly 7 minutes of game time in the fourth quarter, taking it to the Green Bay doorstep, but settled for a third Fairbairn field goal, making it 22-21 Texans. With a minute 44 left on the clock, Love completed five passes to get the Packers to the Houston 26 with just three ticks to go.
Here's the snap, low snap, placement made, kick to the upright, and it is good!
Yes!
It is good!
Yes!
It is good! The Green Bay Packers have won! Brandon McManus, 45-yard field goal. Welcome to Green Bay!
Brandon McManus' first field goal as a Green Bay Packer makes the Packers 5-2 with a 24-22 win at Lambeau Field. Dennis, back to you.
Bill, thanks very much. Brandon McManus, by the way, kicked for Jacksonville last season, and the Jaguars head coach is Doug Peterson, who was Brett Favre's backup from 1996 to 98 and 2001 through 2004. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
Roll into the Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Fall bowling leagues are filling up fast. Plus, take advantage of our daily open bowling specials. After you strike up the fun, head on over to Angry Brothers Pub for unbeatable food and drink deals during Brewers, college, and NFL games. Start your weekend right with the Friday Fish Fry. It's the talk of the town. Planning a holiday or birthday party? The Lanes on 20 has the perfect setup for you and your crew. Yes! The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Vince Lombardi once said, "The measure of who we are is what we do with what we have." The team at Easy Mobility Solutions is dedicated to helping you make the most of every moment by reclaiming your freedom. As a care credit provider and Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility solutions, Easy Mobility Solutions offers a variety of Golden and Pride scooters and power chairs. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Visit the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Wisconsinites love supper clubs. They're a gathering place, a community touchstone. And in Racine, that's known as the Corner House. First opened in 1945, the Corner House Supper Club carries on the tasty tradition with new ownership since 2018. It's a warm, intimate spot for a regular night out or special occasion. Their menu is complete with steaks, chops, nationally famous prime rib, seafood, and an appealing kids' menu. Open 7 days a week, starting at 3. Visit the Corner House Supper Club in Gaslight Circle.
Hey, it's Michael Smirkanish. Business owners and CMOs, how do you plan on growing your business? Have you plateaued on your social media and online efforts? Why not tap into podcasts and radio? In the U.S., audio reaches more than 271 million people weekly. That's more than social media and digital combined. My friends at Radioactive Media know the recipe to launch, optimize, and scale performance by building compelling audio campaigns which work. I personally know the principles of Radioactive Media, their personal approach and knowledge of the medium, unparalleled. For advertisers who want to reach the right audience with the right hosts and programs, text the word PROFITS to 511-511. Heck, you can even buy spots on my program. If you're a mid-sized company or well-funded startup with a monthly budget as low as five figures, they can help. Text the word PROFITS to 511-511 online, radioactivemedia.com. Text rates may apply.
Countdown to kickoff presented by Pick and Save with James Jones and Drew Olson in for Mike Keller. I'm Dennis Crosby, Packers preview, Packers at Jacksonville. Today's Eye on the Opponent is presented by ShopGo Optical, the official eye care partner of the Green Bay Packers. James, you look at the Jaguars, they're ranked 31st in pass defense. They yield almost 274 yards per game in the air. One guy they have in the secondary that we're all very familiar with, he wears number six for them, is Darnell Savage, who started 69 games for the Packers over a five-year stint in Green Bay. He said this week, quote, "I'm here to play a football game. It's not a reunion." It seemed to me like Savage's tenure in Green Bay was always, well, he could be better if he did this. How do you look at Jacksonville's defense, James?
I look at him like it's barbecue chicken. the Packers should have a really good day against the defense. And we all know Savage was a good player for the Packers, but he just was an up-and-down player. Sometimes he showed up, sometimes he didn't. And that happens. That's part of the National Football League. So I don't really see a revenge game. It's not like the Packers let him go and he earned a new contract or something. But defensively, the Jacksonville Jaguars, I don't know how they stopped the Packers. And to be honest with you, Dennis, they're not really a good football team. You know, offensively, they played well last week, but this team defensively and just as a whole is not really a good football team. If the Packers do what they do, they should have their way with the Jacksonville's defense.
Last Sunday in London, Drew, the Jaguars beat the Patriots 32-16. That's a one-win team. But look at Jacksonville's offense. Trevor Lawrence got a very similar contract to Jordan Love as far as money, $55 million per year. Lawrence says he's playing a little bit looser these days. He's only thrown only three interceptions this season. He felt they were playing too tight when they started the season 0-4, as has been mentioned. They're 2-1 in their last three games. He was sacked 11 times in their first three games. He's been sacked only four times in the four games since. Packers tied for eighth in the NFL with 20 sacks. How do you look, Drew, at Jacksonville's offense?
Well, you look at this offense, and they might have had a new coach had they not beaten the Patriots,
yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And they've been disappointing, underachieving. They have pretty good running backs. They have good weapons on the outside and a good strong-arm quarterback. They put a lot of money into their offensive line. And, you know, I think most of their problems are on defense. But, Dennis, they have a toxic combination of a very expensive quarterback. They have an impatient owner.
Yep.
And they've been really disappointing. So as much as we all have an affinity for Doug Peterson in these parts, he's on borrowed time. It's a matter of when, not if, he's relieved of his duties, I think.
Ouch. Well, we mentioned Savage. Josiah DeGuara is also on the Jaguars, and the general manager, Trent Baalke, born in Milwaukee, grew up in Rosendale. Cole Van Lannen, the offensive lineman who went to Bayport High School and UW, is on the Jaguars roster as well. James, I wanted to ask you about their rookie wide receiver, Brian Thomas Jr., fifth rookie since 2000 to record over 480 receiving yards and four touchdowns in his first seven games. That's a franchise record for a rookie, by the way, for the Jaguars. The others, Ja'Marr Chase, Odell Beckham Jr., Marquise Colston, A.J. Green. So he's in some pretty good company. The Jags owner, Shad Khan, says he's a star. What do you see?
Oh, that's some great company. No, the young fella can really play. I actually was just watching some film on him yesterday, and he can really play. Obviously, he has the speed to take the top off of the defense and make some big-time plays. That's why his average per catch is something crazy. I think it's like 17 yards per catch or something, his average per catch. So he definitely could take the top off. But he's a polished receiver to be so young, to be a rookie. He's a polished receiver. He can run every route on the route tree, a really good route runner, has a really good feel for the game, and makes big plays after the catch. So he is definitely a guy our defense is going to have to keep their eyes on, especially in the pass game. I don't know what it is about these LSU receivers, but they come in the league ready. You talk about Malik Nabers this year, Brian Thomas Jr. This year. They could play some ball. So we got to make sure we keep our eyes on him. Really good football player.
The Jaguars thought they were contenders coming in. They've been called the NFL's most disappointing team, spent a lot of money in free agency, and have not seen success 2-5. They've made the playoffs just four times in the last 20 years, and obviously their offensive coordinator, Press Taylor, has been a fan target, and they've got a brutal schedule coming up after today, Eagles, Vikings, Lions. So, you know, it's tough for the next...
They're going to be at home with us.
Yeah. So it's time for Game Day Inactives, presented by Ascension Wisconsin. When it comes to healthcare, we all need a winning strategy. The best way to get there is through Ascension Wisconsin Care Team. Schedule now at ascension.org/WisconsinCare. Drew?
The injury report's not as clean as I thought it might be, Dennis. Quay Walker is inactive for the Packers today. They're taking the high side of caution there. Devontae Wyatt is back, and Josh Myers is playing, but the inactives include Quay Walker. We mentioned Corey Ballantyne, so Robert Rochelle elevated from practice squad. And then after that, it's Ketan Oladipo, Brenton Cox Jr., Andre Dillard, and Travis Glover. So Quay Walker is the headline of the inactives.
On Friday, James Matt LaFleur said that Quay was still in concussion protocol. Now, Eric Wilson did an incredible job stepping in from last week, got a couple of sacks. So I assume he'll get the start today.
Yeah, I just hate to see people on the injury report, but we do have some depth there. You know, you watch Wilson play last week. I mean, he's going to come up and hit you. A really good football player, but we always going to miss Quay.
Yeah, no question about it. For every Packer sack, Delta Dental of Wisconsin will donate water bottles to a school helping Wisconsin kids drink more water and sack plaque. Jaguars haven't won back-to-back games since around Thanksgiving last year, so Packers do have that going for them today. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
Game time. Is your home's defense ready for the fall season? Gutter helmets from Hardy and Jensen provide a winning season of protection. This solid defensive line keeps leaves, twigs, and debris out. No more risky climbs up a ladder. Keep your loved ones safe. No gimmicks, no ladders, no more gutter cleaning. Visit the showroom on Highway 20 in Racine, just west of Green Bay Road. With the pros at Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
Start your day with something special at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their bakery team handcrafts freshly made donuts and pastries just for you. But that's not all. Indulge in the decadence of a creme brulee, the layers of a rich tiramisu, or the savory taste of a hearty quiche. Whether you're sweetening your morning or treating yourself in the afternoon, Main Street Bakery is ready to brighten your day. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine, where every creation is crafted with care.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you gear up for fall. From power tools and holiday decor to get your yard festive, to hunting gear and accessories for traps, bows, and firearms to keep you in the game all season. Plus, throughout November, for every bag of Kalmbach feeds you buy, Runnings will make a donation to Samaritan's Purse to aid hurricane relief efforts. Stay safe and warm as temperatures drop with everything you need for your home and farm. Stop by today, Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-Action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. And, of course, the Don Rosen Morning Show, weekday mornings from 6 until 9 a.m. Don's in touch with everything Racine, from the Civic Theater to the Civic Band, to the museum, the library, and all kinds of history. Make plans to join Don Rosen weekday mornings as he talks to your friends and neighbors. It's 6 to 9 a.m. on Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Packers preview. Packers at Jacksonville. Travis Etienne, the running back, is out for Jacksonville, so a lot of Tank Bigsby today. The Jaguars, one of four NFL franchises to never have played in the Super Bowl. Can you name the others? Well, Lions, Browns, and Texans. Jacksonville spent $136 million in free agency, and they're 2-5. So if the owner's not in a good mood, you know why. One-on-One is presented by Software One, your go-to partner for software and cloud solutions, helping companies to migrate and modernize their applications and navigate and optimize software and cloud changes. Transform with Software One today. A few days ago in the Packers locker room for Spectrum News One, I talked with Packers punter Daniel Whelan.
How much pride do you take in flipping the field like you've been doing this year?
I take a lot of pride. I mean, my job is to flip the field, so I think I just feel better at the end of the day when I know I've done my job well.
And another big part of your job is holding, which came into focus on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, do it every day, get hundreds of reps weekly, so, I mean, just another day, right?
So this team right now, and you're a big part of it, is feeling pretty good about itself. What are you working on?
It's getting a little colder. Like, weather elements are coming into play, so it's really got to dial in the drop and just be more smooth every day and find something to work on each week.
When did you start to think, I've got a real talent punting the football, I can maybe be a professional?
That's probably junior year of college. They just said I could be in the NFL, so I kind of worked harder at it and then just kept going. So, yeah, junior year.
And what's this experience been like for you, Green Bay and the NFL and the Packers and all of it?
Kind of don't really dive into it too much. I kind of just, like, treat it like, it is a game at the end of the day, but it is a job as well. So I know if I come in, everything gets left outside and it's just football mode. So
Final question for you. When you have to really be focused and deliver and block out, you're only up a few times a game, but you got to make it count. How do you block out the externals?
I kind of just do that naturally. I feel like I've always played sports and always had hecklers or noise, so I kind of like the horses with the what are they called?
Blinders.
The blinders on. Yeah, basically like that. So tunnel vision with me and Matt, and then give the call, and then that's it.
Had a lot of hecklers on this show as well. Irish-born Daniel Whelan, the Packers punter there, talking about his career and the Packers so far. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
Wisconsinites love supper clubs. They're a gathering place, a community touchstone. And in Racine, that's known as the Corner House. First opened in 1945, the Corner House Supper Club carries on the tasty tradition with new ownership since 2018. It's a warm, intimate spot for a regular night out or special occasion. Their menu is complete with steaks, chops, nationally famous prime rib, seafood, and an appealing kids menu. Open 7 days a week, starting at 3. Visit the Corner House Supper Club in Gaslight Circle.
Roll into the Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Fall bowling leagues are filling up fast. Plus, take advantage of our daily open bowling specials. After you strike up the fun, head on over to Angry Brothers Pub for unbeatable food and drink deals during Brewers, college, and NFL games. Start your weekend right with the Friday Fish Fry. It's the talk of the town. Planning a holiday or birthday party? The Lanes on 20 has the perfect setup for you and your crew. Yes! The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Vince Lombardi once said, "We would accomplish many more things if we did not think of them as impossible." Easy Mobility Solutions helps you overcome what once seemed impossible, reclaiming your freedom and living life on your terms. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with Care Credit Options offers Golden and Pride power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Teachers are dynamic leaders, shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Achieving this takes skill and expertise. They're tireless explorers, creatively discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, experimenting, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, and connecting with each other. Leading by example. Experience the unique joy of helping students thrive. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready to begin? Explore teaching at teach.org, a campaign supported by the U.S. Department of Education, teach.org, and 1 million teachers of color.
The Countdown to Kickoff is presented by Pick and Save. This is Packers Preview, Packers in Jacksonville, along with James Jones and Drew Olson in for Mike Heller. I'm Dennis Krause. NFL Insider is presented by the Wisconsin Dental Association. The new Dental Savings Club can save you up to 55% with a statewide network of trusted WDA dentists. Join at WDAClub.com. James, I mentioned before that the Jaguars spent $136 million in free agency. I mean, eight players who signed have played in a combined 47 playoff games. Darnell Savage, one of them. But I mean, Eric Armstead, quality defensive lineman from the 49ers. I've been intrigued that wide receiver Gabe Davis hasn't done more.
Well, Gabe Davis was always a, I wouldn't say number three receiver. I would say he was number two, but he was a number three at times. So, to be honest with you fellas, I think the main person in this whole pot we're not talking about, and that's Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence has not been good for a while now. Since they won that playoff game and came back against the Chargers, he has not been a good quarterback. He has the coach that's a really good coach on the hot seat. He has playmakers around him not getting the most out of the playmakers around him, the Christian Kurtz, the Gabe Davises, the Evan Ingrams. He has a lot of players around him not producing. Obviously, the rookie's a bright spot in Brian Thomas Jr., but the main piece to this whole puzzle is not playing well, and he is taking up the most money. So that's the key to the Jacksonville Jaguars if they want to have any success this season and moving forward.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. And Drew, you look at Trevor Lawrence, and he was the number one pick in the draft, and it's almost like they threw all this money at him hoping he's the guy because teams need quarterbacks. But to James's point, hasn't really delivered.
He hasn't, and he's got the perfect head coach, right? But there's a lot of buzz in Jacksonville that they're not happy with the play calling. And that's when your team's not achieving, people go after the play calling. And they're saying that Press Taylor shouldn't be allowed to call plays and that Doug Peterson should be the guy engineering this offense. And when you get stuff like that happening, James, when fans start to question your play calling and the hierarchy of your coaches, it's never a good thing, is it?
Yeah, and I absolutely hate it when they start talking about the play calling because the plays was working a year ago. The plays was working when Doug Peterson first got there and had this team rolling and have Trevor Lawrence playing at a high level. The plays was working then. It's just the players are not playing well, and the main player not playing well is your quarterback, is Trevor Lawrence. So, you know, I understand fans because, oh, they don't do this, they don't do that. Well, they was doing the same stuff they've been doing. The quarterback just was making some plays and making everybody better. Now he's not.
Trevor Lawrence, we forget because he's been around and we've watched him in college and everything. He's like 25, isn't he? Not even 26 yet. And he's probably a couple years away from what you would call his peak. But everybody's, you know, this is a right now league.
I'm interested, James, in your thoughts on Doug Peterson. He won a Super Bowl as head coach of the Eagles. And as Drew mentioned earlier, I don't think it's an exaggeration that if they lost in London last week, I think he would have been fired in Jacksonville. I think people look at Doug, and I like him personally from his years in Green Bay, and he was a very likable guy as a backup quarterback. But how do you rate him as a head coach?
You know, that's the thing, man, because I believe Doug Peterson is an excellent head coach, especially when you talk about an offensive mind as a head coach. I feel like he's phenomenal. I mean, you've seen how he turned around the Philadelphia Eagles organization, took them to a Super Bowl, was in the playoffs, had his quarterbacks playing at a high level, whatever quarterback you want to say, Carson Wentz, Nick Foles. Like, this dude is a really good head coach, and the way the players are playing right now, you're going to have a really good head coach looking for another job, which is really crazy to me. You know what I mean? I know some bad coaches. I've seen some bad coaches. I played for some bad coaches. In my humble opinion, Dennis Allen was not a good football coach, a head football coach. And we knew that. But I do not see that with Doug Peterson. Doug Peterson, to me, is a heck of a football coach, man. And his players and the main player is not looking good right now. And he has this dude on the hot seat because of the way the players is playing. I don't think this has anything to do with coaching right here. I think this is about the players.
One of the ways that you judge a head coach, I think, Drew, is, okay, what happens to the team after they let him go? How good have the Eagles been since he was let go?
That's a good point. And now you read the tea leaves in Jacksonville, and like I said, impatient owner, expensive quarterback, a big free agent shopping list, right? Disappointment on the field. Trent Baalke, Wisconsin native, is their GM.
Yeah. And Urban Meyer's still out there.
Kidding. Maybe there's a disconnect between him and between Doug Peterson because, like, the ingredients are there, and that's what makes this frustrating, is they have some talent and should be better than they're performing, but they've been one of the more disappointing teams in the league.
Packers fans, play Packers Predict, powered by Senix, to win weekly cash prizes all season long. Play for free at Packers.com/predict or on the Packers app. Wes Hotkowitz of Packers.com joins us next for After Further Review. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Game time. Is your home's defense ready for the fall season? Gutter helmets from Hardy and Jensen provide a winning season of protection. This solid defensive line keeps leaves, twigs, and debris out. No more risky climbs up a ladder. Keep your loved ones safe. No gimmicks, no ladders, no more gutter cleaning. Visit the showroom on Highway 20 in Racine, just west of Green Bay Road. With the pros at Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
Action! When I grew up, I want to be a director. Because they get to talk to everybody about everything. They get to make cool movies and dance music videos.
If your child is sick over and over again, it could be PI, a defect of the immune system that affects millions. Early testing can give children a chance to dream.
And when I'm a director, I get to say, lights, camera, action.
For more information, visit the Jeffrey Modell Foundation at info4pi.org.
That's a wrap!
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN, now with the timeless wisdom of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. For 57 years, Paul Harvey was a trusted voice on WRJN. Then in the 70s, he introduced the rest of the story. Inside stories full of wit, wisdom, and a little twist and quirkiness throughout the stories. Hear Paul Harvey weekday mornings at 7:35 and afternoons at 12:05 on WRJN. Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
After Further Review is brought to you by Network Health, proud partner of the Green Bay Packers. Don't fumble with your health insurance. Score a touchdown with Network Health. Along with James Jones and Drew Olson in for Mike Heller, I'm Dennis Krause. Wes Hotkowitz of Packers.com is in the U.S. Cellular Broadcast booth in Jacksonville. Drew, I'll start with you. Former Jets head coach Robert Saleh was at Packers practice this past week, a close friend of Matt LaFleur's. LaFleur says Saleh will provide some insights for the Packers offense. He was very specific in saying he will not help Jeff Hafley's defense because that defense ranks 10th right now along about 20 points per game, leading the NFL with 17 takeaways. What do you think of Saleh helping out the Packers?
Quite the busman's holiday, isn't it? If somebody's going to pay me $20,000 a day to not work, I don't know that I would do something that's work adjacent. But this was, it was kind of, everybody expected this. I know it was a surprise to see him, and everybody that saw him on the field, like, oh, Robert Saleh's here. And then they connect the dots and say, oh, well, yeah, of course he's here. You know, he and Matt LaFleur go way back, and why wouldn't you have him come in as long as he's not on a beach or spending time with his family? It made a lot of sense.
Wes?
Yeah, I just love the perspective he provides, too. You know, as we're talking about one of the best, brightest defensive minds in the NFL over the last 12, 15 years. To have him there looking at this Packers offense, being able to critique and kind of show Matt, okay, these are things I would do to scheme against you if you were an upcoming opponent. I feel like there's a huge benefit to that. In addition to the fact that this keeps Robert Saleh around the game. I mean, this is a guy that is going to look to get back into this thing next year, you would imagine, in some shape or form. To be able to be in Green Bay, see the kind of winning culture they developed with Matt LaFleur, get to hang out with your buddy a little bit and communicate with him, I don't see any drawbacks to it.
You know, and James, I think sometimes it's easy for people to forget that before he was the head coach of the Jets, Saleh was a very respected defensive coordinator with the 49ers.
Absolutely, and I'm just glad we got him over here in our building before the Niners hurried up and got him in their building, you know, because we still are, you know, NFC, you know, rivals. So, you know, anytime you could get a mind like Robert Saleh to come in here and let you know, hey, man, this is how I would cover you guys or game plan for you guys, and this is what I see your guys' tendencies are. You know, Coach LaFleur, this is what I know you love to go to on third down. Just to be able to have a guy like that that's a really good defensive mind. We've seen him with the Jets defense. We've seen him with the Niners defense. Like, it was never his side of the ball. You know, so to have a guy like that in there to come in here and kind of bring that inside, I think is only going to help the Green Bay Packers.
I think, too, that Jeff Hafley is a key guy in this because he actually worked under Saleh in San Francisco. Hafley was the secondary coach. They're good friends, too. If Hafley were insecure and threatened by Saleh coming in, that'd be one thing. That's not the case. He welcomes it. All right, next question, Drew. Are you concerned with Jordan Love's interceptions? He has 8. Tied for most in the league with Patrick Mahomes and Gardner Minshew, despite missing 2 games.
I'm not concerned today because Jacksonville only has 1 interception in its first 7 games. So we'll see. Maybe something has to give on that front. But no, it's part of what makes him good is being aggressive. And you don't want to throttle that back. It's a big narrative, and a lot of people were bringing up the Brett Favre comparisons. Well, compare me to a Hall of Famer all you want, right? Because Brett Favre, he's going to hold the lead, the NFL lead in interceptions all time, but he was one of the greats. So I like that he's aggressive like this. Yes, he needs to dial it back maybe just a little bit, Dennis. Some of those, some interceptions should come with an asterisk because Bo Melton slipped and fell, and that shouldn't be on Jordan Love.
No question.
And the other thing, too, Wes, is the other side of that coin is he has 15 touchdown passes, too, and didn't play in 2 games.
Yeah, and not enough has been talked about that aspect of it. I'm glad you asked about this, Dennis, because this is something I've been tackling in our Insider Inbox column all week. The game has changed. This is not the 2015-16 league where everybody's trying to follow Aaron Rodgers' example of trying to minimize as many takeaways as possible. Josh Allen had 18 interceptions last year. Patrick Mahomes had a ton of interceptions last year, was like 4th in the league. This league, it's becoming less and less about, okay, we have to protect the ball at all costs, and hey, is there an opportunity to make a big play, and what is the cost benefit to that? Now, you don't want to make stupid penalties, you don't want to make stupid interceptions and takeaways, but if there's plays to be made out there, you want to try to go for it, and that's why I fully support kind of what we've seen so far from Jordan Love. There are moments. The pick six, obviously there's times where you have to curtail that stuff, but part of the interceptions is also part of his brilliance. And I feel like if you can get the mechanics side of it down, the footwork and fundamental side of it down, there's still a lot to like there in terms of what he brings and what that type of quarterback can do in this league.
Yeah, you know, James, the pick six that Wes mentioned is really the only one that made me wince. I don't want this to come off as flippant, but I don't care so much about the interceptions if the guy leads you to a victory at the end of the game, which is exactly what Love did last week.
Well, yeah, I think that's the main thing that's going on right now. I mean, the last couple of games, when you talk about the Rams and you talk about the Texans, he turned the ball over, but we found a way to win. But to be honest with you, fellas, my goal is championship, and I'm assuming that's the Green Bay Packers' goal is championship. And he cannot turn the football over at this rate if we're going to win a championship. Because in the playoffs, I promise you, these turnovers will hurt you. And I'm not saying don't give Romeo Doubs and some of these big-time playmakers we have on the offensive side of the ball, to Jaden Reed and all that, opportunities to go make plays. I'm talking about the head-scratcher ones. To me, the deep over last week to Christian Watson, that's a head-scratcher one. It's a guy underneath Christian Watson, and it's a safety over the top. That's not where we should be throwing that football right there, you know. So, to me, it's the head-scratcher ones for me, turnovers, that I'm like, hey, man, it's okay to throw the ball away on that. It's okay to punt in these situations because our defense is playing pretty good right now. But giving your guys some opportunities, don't mind those. But the head-scratcher ones, we got to eliminate those, because if we turn the ball over in the playoffs the way we're turning it over right now at the quarterback spot, I think it'll bite us, and I don't want it to bite us in the playoffs, and I don't want Jordan Love to be building these habits to where every week we're talking about a couple turnovers.
James, I want to follow up with you. We only have about 30 seconds or so before the top of the hour, but I know that you played with Aaron Rodgers. You're a big supporter of Aaron Rodgers. Were there times where you felt he was too cautious in avoiding interceptions?
Absolutely. It was time, like, as a receiver, we had to go up to Aaron Rodgers and we had to let him know, like, hey, man, you got drafted very, very high because of the way you threw the ball, right, at the quarterback spot. And we always used to tell him, we did not get drafted where we got drafted because we caught the ball wide open and slid. No, we were jumping over people. We were making the tough catches. That's why Greg got drafted. That's why Jordy got drafted. That's why I got drafted. So we're like, man, listen, give us an opportunity.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.